Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello?
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Janelle.
Hey, Janelle, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So I'm at a wedding in a few weeks, and one of my best friends, Kate, she's getting married, and I'm a bridesmaid.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations, I guess. I never know if this is a good news thing or not.
No, it's cool. She's a really awesome person. But listen to this. So Kate tells me that she wants to do something really nice for her fiancé, Mark, while he's out on his bachelor party. Him and some of his friends went down to Myrtle Beach for a golf weekend, you know, / bachelor party, whatever. So I was like, no way. My cousin works down there at a massage place. Maybe you could get him a massage and I'll get her to hook you up. I figured, you know, they'd be playing golf all weekend and drinking every night, so it'd probably be a perfect fit.
Yeah, that sounds perfect to me.
Yeah. So anyways, I call my cousin and we make it happen. Then on Monday, I get a call from her, and I thought it was weird that she gave me a call in the first place. She left me a voicemail, and all the voicemail said was, call me back. I have to tell you what happened to your friend. So I'm, like, thinking maybe they didn't tip her well, or they just made a mess like a normal bachelor party would, probably.
Right.
I don't know. So anyways, I called her back, and she was like, yeah, you might want to tell your friend who's getting married that her fiancé whipped out his and asked me if I would massage it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yeah. She was like, I was finishing up and I asked him how he felt because that's what we're supposed to do. And he looks right at me and pulls out his thing and he's holding it in his hand and he goes, do you guys do anything with this?
So he just whipped it out then. Wow. That is a bold move. I wonder how often that happens in a massage place.
Yeah, no. She tells me stories like that happen all the time. It happens way more than you think. And not just guys either.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay. You do anything with this. Okay. Wow. So now I guess you must be like, somebody needs to tell Kate.
Well, no, because at first I was like, let me check out and see what I can find out. I need to hear the whole story from someone because I don't know. I mean, I could see this guy being with his friends and them daring him to do it or making like a stupid boy bet that he won't do it.
Okay.
Plus he could have been drinking. I don't know. So I went ahead and I figured I'd text Mark. And I just texted him. I said, so how was the massage? And he writes back, great. And I go, great. Anything you want to tell me about it? And he writes, Kate said you hooked us up. Thanks a lot. So then I'm like, this really did happen? I don't know. Anyways, I called my cousin back and it was like, what was the name of the customer? And it was definitely him.
Okay.
It was for sure him.
So he did it, but he's not acknowledging it to anyone.
I don't know. I mean, what do you think? I don't really know.
What do we think?
I think I want to know if your cousin went through with the helping out.
No, I know she didn't go through with it. That's illegal. Even in South Carolina, there's not a lot of laws there, but even that.
Yeah.
I think that he totally did it, though, and he probably was embarrassed, and now he's just denying it.
Yeah, I could see him, like, thinking it could happen and then just being like, you know what? When am I ever coming back here? And then just going for broke.
Yeah.
So, okay, so what do we want to find out here? If he did it? If he did it on a dare? If he was drunk?
I mean, I want to know if it definitely happened, first of all. And if he did, I want him to know that if he doesn't tell Kate, I'm going to.
Oh, okay. And so you said you texted him, so you have his number, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, thank you. We thought, what if we called Mark and we told him, somebody on the other line has a pre-wedding confession about you.
Like a little game.
Like a little game. Okay. Yes, like a little game.
And no Scotty in the buzz, though.
No, we won't do Scotty in the buzz. But we'll tell him that the other person is the woman who is Janelle's cousin who gave him a massage. And we will see if he admits to it before we bring her on the air. Because maybe if he goes, oh, crap, they got the girl.
Right.
I might as well just admit to it before she says something. Because then he still has the chance to go, oh, it was just a joke. I was just kidding. That kind of thing.
Yeah, and then tomato, tomato. We're done.
Right. So let's call up Mark first, and we will see what he admits to when he knows who's on the other line.
Dialing at random.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak to Mark Rock, please.
Yeah, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Great. So, listen, man, the reason we're calling is because we know you're getting married in a few weeks, right?
Yeah, I am, to a very lovely girl.
That's right. Kate. It's Kate, right?
Right, Kate, yeah. Okay. I mean, why? What did she do? Well,
actually, that's not why we're calling. We're actually calling because we have a surprise guest joining us on the other line this morning who we're going to bring on in just a second for a game that we call what, Ashley?
Pre-wedding confessions.
Okay, so the way it works, Mark, is you get to make a pre-wedding confession about yourself. And usually it's something about something crazy that happened on the bachelor party. So now, did you have your bachelor party yet?
Yeah, actually, we just got back, so yeah.
Okay, great. So now, what did you do?
We all went down to Myrtle Beach, played some golf. Basically, I was drinking with the guys on the beach and playing golf kind of thing.
Right, but that's not all you did, is it?
I mean, we ate. I don't eat.
Right, but what we're talking about is what happened with your massage.
Okay.
So our special guest this morning joining us is actually Rachel, the girl who massaged you. And she's about to reveal something to us, unless you want to make your pre-wedding confession first.
No, I mean, this should be great because I genuinely have no idea what you're talking about. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So you had an appointment at a place called Massage, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And during your massage, did anything unusual happen?
Okay. Well, actually, I think I know what you're getting at.
Okay. So what is that?
All right. So the day I was supposed to have the massage, the rest of the guys were going to go play 18 holes at this brand new golf course. Okay. I was a little, let's just say, pissed off.
Okay.
That I couldn't go. There's a multitude of reasons. One, it's a brand new golf course.
Right.
Two, it was an absolutely perfect day. It was 68 degrees, kind of breezy, like beautiful. So anyway, Kate's dad, who came with us on the trip, was like, hey, if you really would rather go play golf, I'll take your massage, and that way, you know, we don't lose it. So we sent my fiance's dad to get the massage, and I told him, hey, listen, you know, if anybody asks, Mark You're getting married in 3 weeks. Oh, wait, you're basically me.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Holy crap. So, okay, you didn't go to your massage?
No, I went golfing. I mean, okay, to be honest with you, I did feel bad because, I mean, I guess Kate paid for it or some, like,
yeah.
paid for it. But, dude, it was 68 degrees.
No, yeah.
Okay, the high was
68. I get all that, Mark. I get all that. But are you saying Kate's dad went to the massage, not you?
Correct.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Okay.
Nasty.
Well, okay then. Okay, I think you just won pre-wedding confessions. Yay. Great job, Mark. By the way, your father-in-law is a perv. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you, I guess.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.